This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Las Vegas hit a record-tying 117 degrees on Saturday. It's part of what's been a sweltering summer in the western U.S., with dangerous heat from Death Valley to the Pacific Northwest. In today's weekly climate conversation, we're joined again by Illinois State climatologist Dr. Trent Ford. He's here to explain what's going on in the West and whether we could see that come here. Trent, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Melba. It's always great to be here.
You know, I've been to Vegas in July when it's 105 degrees, and people say it's a dry heat, but ooh, that is hot, 117. Let's start by talking about what's causing the extreme heat in the West. I've heard about something called a heat dome. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the heat dome is kind of the new term that's come up, and it kind of vaguely refers to a real meteorological feature, but it's not exactly accurate. So what's causing the heat out west, when we think about what's going on in Las Vegas and California, and then a few weeks ago in the Pacific Northwest, is actually driven by a very large high-pressure system. High-pressure systems tend to not allow air to rise, which means we don't get the cloud formation, the precipitation, but they can also persist from days to weeks, in some cases months, essentially baking an area. So I think the heat dome reference that folks keep talking about, similar to when I think about like the Simpsons movie, where you have a dome parked over Springfield and people can't get out. It's sort of a similar analogy where that high pressure area that brings in very warm, very dry weather tends to persist over an area for many, many days to weeks, and folks just can't break free of that pattern.
And we had a listener email and ask, since our weather generally comes from the West, will we get that same kind of heat here in Illinois?
You know, just because there's a ridge out west does not mean we're necessarily going to get heat in a matter of days or weeks. That ridge can actually last for a long period of time. And actually, the relatively cool, wet weather that we've experienced since the end of June is on that backside of that ridge. And that ridge is one of the driving forces of that cooler weather. Even if that ridge begins to break down and spread the heat a little bit farther to the east, it doesn't mean that we're going to see those really excessive temperatures. And in fact, it's very difficult for here in Illinois for us to get temperatures above 100 degrees Fahrenheit just because we have so much humidity. It tends to mean that those hot days tend to be cloudy days. We tend to put a cap on how hot our temperatures actually get. So it doesn't happen very often.
And Trent, higher temperatures both in the day and at night are something we commonly associate with climate change, but do projections show how much extreme heat we could potentially see?
Yeah, so there was just a recent climate change assessment done for the state of Illinois. It was partnered from the University of Illinois here in Champaign, as well as Northwestern University and the Nature Conservancy. And the estimates of the state-of-the-art climate models shows that under the higher emission scenario, often called RCP 8.5, that's the kind of business-as-usual scenario of carbon dioxide emissions till the end of the century, shows that by late century, 2070 to 2099, we could see anywhere between 40 and 50 additional days of 95 degrees or higher in the Chicagoland area. And again, 95 degrees Fahrenheit may not seem like a lot compared to 120 degrees in Portland or 117 degrees in Las Vegas, but we're talking an additional month and a half worth of 95 degree days or higher. That puts an immense stress on individuals as well as healthcare systems across the city.
Definitely something to keep a very close eye on. Trent, great as always to talk to you.
Hey, it's always great to be here. Thanks, Melba.
That's Illinois State climatologist Dr. Trent Ford. If you have a topic or question that you want addressed in our weekly climate segment, you can email climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.